one bad decision.
Easy Way Out from the self-titled EP by The Big Coast, a six-piece indie pop and soul band who are dubbed Vancouver's Indie Darlings by CBC. Their music features heartfelt vocals and rock-solid brass and rhythm sections. I spoke with vocalist and guitarist Guy Wilkins over Skype. Guy, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. How old were you when music became something you knew you wanted to pursue?
I always loved music, even since I was a small child. And I always knew that I was going to play music for my entire life. To what capacity, I wasn't sure. But it's definitely something that I've always wanted to do. And when I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to play music, actually. I was... My parents wanted me to focus more on the schoolwork subjects like science and math, etc. But so I had to sneak into the band practice room when I wasn't allowed to bring my instruments. And so I'd stay after school and sneak into the band room, and I would learn to play the instruments in the band room. So I guess that also helped with arranging and formatting things for different instruments of the band, because I learned to play the drums, I learned to play guitar, bass, trumpet, and sing, because I would, because that was all the instruments that were in the band room at that time. So I guess it's given me an appreciation to sit from, or in piano as well, to sit from each kind of player's perspective.
Can you remember what the very first record or song was that you ever bought for yourself?
Yes. So I only had a few CDs growing up, so until I was about 17, 18, I only had 10 CDs, but my first six were all Metallica albums, and my very first one was Metallica Master of Puppets, and I listened to that album, and I was just hooked on that, and I listened to it back to back pretty much every day until I got my second one, which was another Metallica album, and Justice for All, and then... Yeah, I really loved their music, and fortunately I didn't spread out to too many other albums, and I didn't have very much in the way of areas to listen to music or places that I could listen to music, but I had those very few CDs, and I kind of worn them out, listened to them so much.
How did you come together with the other five members to form the Big Coast, and tell me a little bit about everybody and what they play for the band?
Actually, the band started in kind of an interesting way. It started as a family jam band, and I used to live down the hall from this gentleman. His name was Sandy, and I was playing drums for another band at the time, and I was carrying my cymbal bags, and he saw me. He's like, "Oh, do you play an instrument?" I was like, "Yeah, that's cymbals. I play drums." And he said, "Well, my band, you should come join my band. We need a drummer. So it's like a family jam band." And so I was like, "Okay." So I came along and I joined the band, and then time progressed, and there was a couple that were in the family band, and they had a child, so they had to find a new guitarist. So I stepped in and started playing guitar for the band, and then we got another drummer, and this gentleman Sandy he's very outgoing, and he essentially found everybody in the band, and he pulled him in pretty much the same way as me. You just see someone walking down the street carrying an instrument, and he's like, "Oh, what do you play?" And then he just calls them over, and that's pretty much how we all met through Sandy. And then eventually over the years, the family members spun off and they started their own, like a different band. And then we went through the band used to be called The Legend of, Shuichi, after this bass player that came from Japan, who was our bass player. And then, he went back to Japan, and no one could get a hold of him. We went to send him music and stuff, but we couldn't get a hold of him. So the band became The Legend of Shuichi. Then the few members changed, and it became Remnants of The Legend of Shuichi. And again, a few more members changed, and it became Memories of the Remnants of The Legend of Shuichi. And then we're in our latest iteration. We just thought it was getting too long, so we just called it The Big Coast. And it's pretty much the group we have now.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it a very collaborative process, or do you typically take the reins?
Yeah, I typically take the reins. So what I do is I'll write the song, and I'll make an arrangement for it, and I'll record it just at home and record the instruments for them, and then I'll send it off, and then I'll get feedback from the band. They'll say, like, "We like this, we don't like this." And we'll try it at rehearsals, and we'll work it out that way. And then eventually, we just kind of polish it over time. So it becomes more collaborative at that point, and we work through things. We try the different arrangements, different stops, and it eventually works out.
Where do you tend to draw the inspiration from for your lyrical content? Are you more likely to use aspects of your own life and those of others that you know, or are you more of a storyteller?
I draw from both sources. So I do find it difficult sometimes to, I have songs that are deeply personal to me, and sometimes I'm not exactly the kind of person that loves to talk about themselves that much. So often those songs I'll hide my meaning a little bit in kind of poetry and a little bit in metaphor. But then other people's stories that, like, my friends and people close to me, and I will tell their stories, but obviously I'll try to change it a little bit so it's not completely obvious to them. But it is both. But obviously the songs that are, like, deeply personal to me, they resonate more with me. But it can be fun doing stories about other people and their experiences.
You have a great video recorded live at Blue Light Sessions for your song Wildfire. Tell me about that song.
So that song is obviously a love song. It's about finding, like, a second chance with someone when you've tried it, and the first time things didn't work out, like, even though that person really meant something to you and it really sparked something within you. But sometimes that flame or whatever, it burns a bit too brightly, and it needs to, you know, it can get a little, like, out of hand. And it's about, like, second chances of making it work in the end.
She stopped my heart up like a wildfire. took a bullet to my heart to wake me up to this liar. Things are moving slowly, then they speed up. I lose control. Am I starting to believe in second chances? Do you as well? You and I tonight.
Tonight.